This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India left a strong mark everywhere this year, from national security to sports and science laboratories to the world's biggest platforms. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, the Prime Minister looked back at year 2025, saying it gave many moments to make every Indian proud. He stated that Operation Sindoor became a symbol of pride for every Indian this year. He added that the world clearly saw that today's India does not compromise on its security.
Desh ki suraksha se lekar, khel ke maidan tak, vigyan ki prayogshalaon se lekar, duniya ke bade mancho tak, Bharat ne har jagah अपनी मजबूत छाप छोड़ी. इस साल ऑपरेशन सिंदूर हर भारतीय के लिए गर्व का प्रतीक बन गया. दुनिया ने साफ देखा, आज का भारत अपनी सुरक्षा से कोई समझौता नहीं करता. ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान देश के कोने कोने से मां भारती के प्रति प्रेम और समर्पण की तस्वीरें सामने आई. लोगों ने अपने अपने तरीके से अपने भाव व्यक्त किए.
Mr. Modi appreciated the people for showing the same spirit and enthusiasm for the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram.
Yahi jazba tab bhi dekhne ko mila jab Vande Mataram ke 150 varsh pure hue. Maine aapse aagrah kiya tha ki hashtag Vande Mataram 150 ke saath apne sandesh aur sujhav bheje. Deshvasiyon ne is abhiyan mein badh chadh kar hissa liya.
The Prime Minister remarked that 2025 was also a memorable year in terms of sports. The Indian men's cricket team won the ICC Champions Trophy.
2025 khel ke lihaz se bhi ek yaadgar saal raha. Hamari purush cricket team ne ICC Champions Trophy jeeti. Mahila cricket team ne pehli baar Vishw Cup apne naam kiya. Bharat ki betiyon ne Women's Blind T20 World Cup jeet kar इतिहास रच दिया. एशिया कप T20 में भी तिरंगा शान से लहराया. पैरा एथलीटों ने विश्व चैंपियनशिप में कई पदक जीतकर ये साबित किया कि कोई बाधा हौसलों को नहीं रोक सकती.
Prime Minister Modi also highlighted that India also took a big leap in the field of science and space this year. Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla became the first Indian to reach the International Space Station. Mr. Modi pointed out that many efforts related to environmental conservation and wildlife protection also became the hallmark of 2025. He was happy to note that the number of cheetahs in India has now increased to more than 30. The Prime Minister expressed satisfaction that people's excitement towards Swadeshi was evident.
Swadeshi ko lekar bhi logo ka utsah khoob dikhai diya. Log wahi saman khareed rahe hain jisme किसी भारतीय का पसीना लगा हो और जिसमें भारत की मिट्टी की सुगंध हो. आज हम गर्व से कह सकते हैं 2025 ने भारत को और अधिक आत्मविश्वास दिया है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today. He had also chaired the meeting yesterday. The 3-day conference, which began on Friday, is aimed at strengthening center-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda, Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav and Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh paid floral tributes to former Union Minister Arun Jaitley on his birth anniversary this morning in New Delhi. Several senior BJP leaders were also present on the occasion. They included Delhi Assembly Chairman Vijender Gupta, Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva, MP Bansuri Swaraj and Delhi Cabinet Minister Ashish Sood. Dense fog has disrupted the movement of several trains in various parts of the country due to low visibility. According to Indian Railways, as many as 20 trains were delayed by about 4 hours. In women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the 4th T20 International in Thiruvananthapuram this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Harmanpreet Kaur-led women in blue are already leading the 5-match series with an unassailable lead of 3-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.